It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Adrienne Hill in for John Moe. So we know that Facebook gathers our personal information. They know our friends, our significant others, the music we like, where we work. I could go on and on. And it's enough to raise a lot of privacy concerns for a lot of people. But the social media site is trying to calm some of those worries. And no, it's not going to stop gathering the data, but Facebook has announced it'll roll out a feature that will let users download more of the information it's collected. Things like the friend requests we've made and which computers we've logged in from. Ryan Kahlo is director of privacy and robotics at Stanford Law School's Center for Internet and Society.
They gather quite a lot of kinds of data, and it is fair to say that the data that they intend to release to consumers is but a fraction of what they have overall. Now, a lot of the data that Facebook has would probably not be very useful or intelligible. It's just a bunch of numbers, a bunch of logs. And so they have to do some balancing. They have to figure out what would it be really useful to share with the consumer? What would the consumer want to see? And Facebook is very good at that, right? Their whole business model is presenting a lot of information to us in ways we can understand and process.
Why is Facebook doing this now?
I think it's mostly pressure from European regulators, perhaps also a recognition that they need to be good stewards to their potential stockholders now that they have this IPO.
Now, does this ease any privacy concerns about Facebook?
It has the potential to ease privacy concerns in two ways. Number one, it informs consumers to a greater degree, certainly than a privacy policy, about what information Facebook actually has about them, right? But the second way that it may improve privacy is that if it turns out that eventually your data is portable from one website to another, the way that, say, your phone number or your contacts in your phone are portable from one service or one phone to another, well, then if you don't like the privacy practices of one social network, you have the freedom to move to another.
That's very interesting. So I could just take my data file and hand it off to the next guy.
That would be the hope, right? And that is a good way to promote competition. And I think it gets users better services and better privacy overall.
I can imagine a day not that far from now when Facebook knows more about my past than even I remember. I mean, is that where we're headed?
I would be surprised if you remembered everything that Facebook has already.
So Facebook is already winning the battle of my past.
I have something on my calendar, next week and I have no idea how it got there. I have lunch with two people and I can't remember who they are, right? I bet you Facebook knows. I bet if I could call up Facebook and say, who are these two guys? You know,
and how do I know them and when did I meet them? I guess that's where we're headed. Ryan Kahlo of Stanford Center for Internet and Society. And now your chance at 15 minutes of online fame. Well, sort of 15 minutes. It's actually spread over 24 hours. A website called Fame awards thousands of Twitter followers for one day only to its daily winner. The followers are made up of everyone else in the entry pool. But before you sign up, you might want to figure out what to do with all that newfound Twitter attention. And so what would I do if I won thousands upon thousands of new Twitter followers? Well, I guess I'd start by introducing myself, maybe make a joke, and then I'd try to tweet something clever or relevant so they cared, and maybe in the process win over a couple of fans from this big group of people all of a sudden paying attention to me. Actually, it kind of sounds like hosting a radio show. We're on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. You can follow us there. We've got a lot more tech news on our website. That's marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.